It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Book of Mark, chapter 8, and we're going to start from verse 1.
In those days, the multitude being very great, and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him, and saith unto them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days, and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the way, for divers of them came from far.
Here we see the Word of God is saying, in those days, the multitude of people following Jesus Christ, thousands and thousands of people following. This particular time, he says, these people came from different areas, far distance, and they were with Jesus for 3 days. They were listening for 3 days. Can you imagine? I don't know. They had a time to sleep. This was like 3 days and 3 nights. Continuously, these people are listening and nobody complained. And so Jesus Christ was impressed. The same time, he had compassion on these people. Now, after 3 days, he was going to tell these people, now you can go home. But the same time, he did not want these people to go hungry. 3 days, they were listening. And so he says, these people are fasting. And if I tell them to go home, they will be fainting. And so these people are coming from different places. See what happens. Verse 4.
And his disciples answered him, from whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness?
Now when Jesus Christ is saying, these people are with me for more than 3 days, or almost 3 days, give them something to eat. Before this thing happened, there was a time that Jesus Christ said, feed these people. And that time there were 5,000 people. And so one of the disciples said, even though we buy the food from outside, that will be not enough for these people because it's difficult to bring food and everything. So he said, how many breads you have? The Andrew found out one boy. And the boy had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And Jesus said, that's enough. He took that, prayed over it, multiplied it, and gave it to people. And more than 5,000 people were fed. Now, this is the second time. If the Jesus multiplied the food one time, he can do it again. But sometimes we forget. If Jesus healed you one time, you had a terrible disease, and he healed you completely without any doctor's help. And the second time, if you just got a headache, are you going to get nervous? The headache is not a big thing. But at that time, you start thinking, this headache is not going to go. Is that a faith? It's like a weaker faith. If God healed your major sickness or disease without any doctor's help and you did not spend a penny, just think about that lady who came to Jesus Christ, and she had the issue of blood for 12 years. Spent all the money and nothing happened. Instead of getting better, she became worse. And now she comes and Jesus heals her. Do you think she will get a headache and she will look for a doctor now? No. She would say, Jesus healed my major disease. He can heal me. But these disciples, instead of saying, we have some food, you did it before, can you please multiply this food and give it to people? Instead of that, they start saying, or how can we satisfy these people here in the wilderness? Verse 5.
And he asked them, how many loaves have ye? And they said, 7.
They already had the 7 loaves of bread. Before that, they had only 5. That also they borrowed from somebody. This, they had the 7 bread already. And so see what Jesus says. Let's read verse 6.
And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves, and gave thanks and brake, and gave to his disciples to set before them. And they did set them before the people. And they had a few small fishes, and he blessed and commanded to set them also before them.
Now see, there are 7 loaves of bread. Last time they had 2 fish, now they have several fish. So more bread and more fish they have, but less faith. If they would have said, last time we had 5 and 2 fishes, now we have 7 loaves of bread and more fish. So they didn't have the faith, but Jesus still multiplied the food and gave it to people. Verse 8.
So they did eat and were filled, and they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets. And they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away.
Once these people were fed, 7 baskets were remaining, and that was not the food they ate. Remaining food was not served. That's the food they collected, and they got 7 baskets full. And now these people were satisfied, and these people were sent away. So what the Word of God is teaching us, once you are spiritually fed, then physical comes after. That's what the Word of God says. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. Now these people did not have any idea where they're going to get food. 3 days and 3 nights staying there, fasting, not complaining. But God knew their desire. When you're hungry, He will say, I'll feed you. We don't have to worry about tomorrow's food. If you read the book of Matthew, chapter 6, starting from 25 verses to 34 verses, there He says, why you worry about the food? Why you worry about clothes? Why you worry about the worldly things? He said, God knows everything what you need. He will give it to you. If He can give it to the birds, He can give it to us. But we are worrying so much, and we are not putting our time and energy praying and worshiping God. We are going after money, going after the food, going after other things, and that's why we are having more problems. Let's read verse 10.
And straightway he entered into a ship with his disciples and came into the parts of Dalmanutha. And the Pharisees came forth and began to question with him, seeking of him a sign from heaven, tempting him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and saith, why doth this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall no sign be given unto this generation.
When you are a Christian, they are going to ask you, why are you a Christian? What benefit you have becoming Christian? And they will say, we have more blessings than you. What is the reason you become a Christian? And sometimes you say, I believe God healed me, and I believe in miracles and healing. And they will say, why don't you open the blind man's eyes or do some miracles? Then we believe your Jesus is true. And sometimes people get tempted. Tempted means they say, okay, I'm going to do it if these people are saying, and God will do miracle. And just think, if that time miracle didn't happen, then you will be in trouble. We cannot challenge somebody. If somebody brings the one blind man and say, pray right now and see if that blind man heals, then we will believe your Jesus is true. You know what I will say? I said, I don't know if this person has a faith or not. I don't know God wants to heal him or not. Bring 1,000 people. Bring 1,000 blind people. And let me pray, and out of 1,000, if one person get healed, then you know Jesus is a healer. But you cannot tempt me with a one person. When you are preaching the Word of God, there are thousands of people there, and they heard the Word, many people are going to be healed. One time I was praying, and one person comes, and he had some kind of pain in his stomach, and so much pain, so he stood there, and he demanded, I want to see what Jesus, your Jesus Christ can do. Pray for me, and I want to see you. You can heal me right now. And there were hundreds of people waiting in the line. I took him aside. Sir, stand right there. I said, stand right there, your turn will come. And so I gave a challenge to other people. If anybody has the pain just like this man, he has a lot of pain. If anybody sitting here or standing here, they have this kind of pain, please come. And several people came. I prayed for them. They got healed. I said, sir, those people got healed. So you got a message. If you really want to get healed, you will be healed. But you cannot demand healing. You cannot force somebody to heal you, because I am not charging you any money. This is freely given, and I'm giving you freely. So you cannot demand that I should heal you right now. So Jesus Christ could bring any sign if he wants. If he says, bring the star from heaven, he can bring it. But he said, you are not going to get any sign. I'm not going to perform any miracle for you. He only said, in this generation asking me a sign, I'm not going to do anything. He came to that town to do some signs and wonders and miracles and healing. But because of this unbelief, and because these people are trying to trap him in something, he didn't do anything. He just left. Read the verse 13.
And he left them, and entering into the ship, again departed to the other side.
See, he just left. He came to these people. He wanted these people to listen to the word of God, get healed, delivered, set free. They didn't want to hear it. He just went away. And sometimes people thinking, you know, Jesus did so many miracles, and why you people are not doing it? Sometimes they ask you as a Christian. You have to tell this scripture. See, Jesus didn't do anything here. He just walked away. Because if you are stubborn and you trying to tempt God and you trying to force God to do something, you cannot force God to do anything. God does miracles, signs and wonders for his glory. We cannot force God to do anything. Verse 14.
Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf. And he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod.
Now here what happened. Now they're traveling. They had more than one bread, but I don't know how many. And when Jesus Christ is saying, be careful about the Pharisees' teaching and the Herod teaching, but he did not use the word teaching, he used the word leaven. Because these people are going to say something against Christ and against his teaching. So they are going to poison you. So just beware of that. When you go into another church or another place and somebody invited you as your friend, you have to be careful what kind of church you're going. Because there are so many misleading teaching going around. And you would never know if you are a newly born again child of God. But if you are a strong believer, 10, 20, 30 years in the Lord, then nobody can deceive you. But if you are a newly born again, and their sign says, Church of the Jesus Christ, you say, hey, Jesus' name. But when you stay there for a while, you would know that's a Mormon church. It's not a real Christian church. So they can deceive you with a name. And so we should be very careful when you go into some places, what teaching they are giving. Is pastor born again? Is that pastor teaching the gospel according to the word of God? Or he's misleading? That's what we have to know. So here the word of God is saying, beware of these Pharisees and beware of Herod. Because the Herod has some agents and the Pharisees has some agents to find fault in Christ and destroy Christ's ministry. So he said, beware of these people. Let's read the verse 16.
And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have no bread. And when Jesus knew it, he saith unto them, why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand. Have ye your heart yet hardened?
Hear what happened. When Jesus said about the leaven of Pharisees and Herod, These people start thinking, oh, but they are talking about the leavened bread. And so they start whispering to each other, you know what? We had very little bit bread, but we didn't have enough bread. That's why he's saying, then we are going to eat somebody's bread. So Jesus Christ is saying to these people, why are you whispering? Why are you thinking like that? You people have seen the miracle. You heard the word of God, but your heart is hardened. Sometimes, you know, God does so many miracles for you, one after another, and a small little silly thing, if God doesn't do for you, then you say, who wants to pray to that God? He doesn't listen to me. But he did so many things. Somebody says, he didn't do anything to me. There is not a single man in this world can say, God did not do anything to me. God always doing so many things for you, and you don't even know it. I'll give an example. There was one man, and passing by, and there was a rich man. He says, God did not give me anything. The man said, could you hold on? Let me ask you a question. Do you have eyes? Yes, I have eyes. Okay. I have the money. I am blind. You have the eyes. You give me one of your eyes, and I'll pay for it. How much you want for one eye? 10,000, 20,000, 30,000? He started thinking, my eyes is that expensive? And he said, if you want to give me both, I can give double amount. Then he started thinking, if the one eye is like a 50, 60,000, two eyes will be 100,000. And how about this hand? And how about this hand? And how about these legs? And how about my heart? And he started thinking, I'm a $1 million man. I don't need your money. He says, sir, I'm sorry. God has given me everything. I don't need to sell it. So that's what we have to learn. We're getting out of the bed. Early in the morning, we have to say, thank you, Jesus, that I'm alive. We don't know what the day holds. But when you start thanking God, I am alive, then he will do other things, whatever you needed. Whatever you need for your daily need, God is going to supply. And so we have to be thankful. But these disciples, they saw 5,000 fed, they saw 4,000 fed, and they saw so many miracles, and still their heart is hardened. Verse 18.
Having eyes, see ye not, and having ears, hear ye not, and do ye not remember? When I break the 5 loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? They say unto him, 12. And when the 7 among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they said, 7. And he said unto them, how is it that ye do not understand? And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him.
But now these people, acting like unbelievers, that's why he has to say, sometimes we don't say people anything, and people take advantage. So now he's teaching them. I didn't say anything. When I said, feed these people, and you start saying, where I'm going to bring the food in this wilderness. That time Jesus didn't say, didn't you know that I fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves? Didn't say anything. But this time, he had no choice but tell these people, I was not talking about bread. I was talking about Pharisees and Herod's teaching and why you people do not understand. So he starts saying, when we fed with 5 loaves, 5,000 people, how many baskets we remaining? 12. How about when we fed 4,000? 7. So he's trying to say, why cannot you understand yet? Our God is a miracle working God. People forget when we have a problem, we forget what he did before. And we concentrating in present crisis. If we start thanking what he did before, when your problem you have, you start saying, thank you, Jesus. Everything you start remembering. And then say, this is nothing. What you did before, you can do it now. And start praising God, your problem will be over. We make our problem bigger than God, and then we start getting panic. So the word of God says what? magnify the Lord, not the problem. When we magnify God, our God bigger than any problem we have. But we are forgetting. Okay, let's read verse 23. They bring a blind man and they ask him to touch him and heal him. What Jesus did.
And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught.
Now they were in the town. He took this man out of the town. And when he took him out of the town, then he spits in his eyes. Now, do you know Jesus Christ uses spit at least 3 times in the Word of God? If you remember last time, we were studying the chapter 7. If you didn't remember, we'll go back to the book of Mark, chapter 7, verses 32 and 33.
And they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, and they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue.
This man also he took away from the crowd, and then spit on his tongue, and loosened his tongue. And the Word of God says, if you read further, that person was completely healed, and he was able to speak properly. Now, this blind man, he's in a town. He's taking him from town to village or some place where there are no so many people. And then maybe few people were there, maybe his disciples were there, and he spit on his eye. And he said, "What do you say?" And the person started looking up and he says, "You know what? I can see the people like a tree walking." Jesus did not rebuke him, but Jesus prayed for him again. Let's read, start reading from verse 24 and 25.
And he looked up and said, "I see men as trees walking." After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly.
If you prayed for something and the answer didn't come, don't be bitter about it. Pray again and it will work. Now, this was the less faith in that man's life or whatever. Jesus did not allow him to go without healing. He again put his hand on his eyes and prayed again. And then he said, "Now you see again. Look up again." And he said, "Now I can see clearly." So from that, once you pray and answer didn't come, you pray again until your answer is there. There are some people, they said, "Oh, I went to church and somebody prayed for me and nothing works." You should never give up on God. You keep on praying. There's Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7, it says, "Ask and it shall be given unto you." But the original language, it says, "Ask and keep on asking, knock and keep on knocking, and keep on searching until you find the answer." So that's what God is teaching. We cannot just knock on one time somebody's door and nobody's answering, walk away. We should not give up. We keep on asking God until we get the answer. If Jesus did it twice, we are human beings. He did not say, "I prayed once, I'm the Son of God. If God doesn't want to heal you, I cannot do anything." He just prayed again. That was not Jesus' fault. That was the man's fault because he didn't have the faith. Okay, let's read verse 26.
And he sent him away to his house, saying, "Neither go into the town, nor tell it to any in the town."
Now, why did Jesus say to him? He took him out of the town where the not town people are there or city people are there. He healed him. And now he's saying, do not go back to the town. Why? Because in town, all the sinful activities happen. Go to New York City. New York City, they say, New York City doesn't sleep. What does it mean? 24 hours there are light, 24 hours there are duties. People are always there and many people are doing many wrong things. But the villagers, they don't have those kind of programs. So he says, don't go to town. and don't even go to town and do advertisement for me. You just go to your house and tell your household. Because people get tempted in a city. Many young people, they want to go Hollywood. Why they want to go Hollywood, everybody? Because they think there we have a better future. But actually they are going there to Sin City and committing sins and living a filthy life. I saw one blind man I was praying for, and he was a beggar actually. And he came with a cane, and after prayer he got healed. So I took him to barber, cut his hair, cut his nail, gave him some clothes, and gave him shower and everything. And I said, don't go to city, stay here. And so he stayed there 3 days. 3 days later he said, I have to go to city, and it's a Bombay city. So he wants to go to Bombay city. So I said, listen, if you go to Bombay city, I have one request. Don't go to movie theaters and don't commit sin. If you do, you will be blind again, and then I would not be responsible. He said, oh, no, I'm going to tell my family. I'm just going to tell everybody what God has done. Week later, he comes with the cane. I said, sir, what happened? He said, you told me not to do certain things. Those are the things I did it. So I said, sir, I cannot do anything. I did not pray for that man again. I didn't have another faith to pray for him. The point I'm making, that's why Jesus Christ is saying, don't go to town. Now you got healed, concentrate on your healing and not to go and do any sinful activities. Verse 27.
And Jesus went out and his disciples into the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way, he asked his disciples, saying unto them, whom do men say that I am? And they answered, John the Baptist, but some say Elias, and others one of the prophets.
Jesus asked the simple questions. What people are thinking about me? So they hear all the time, oh, this John the Baptist was killed and he came to life. Or he might be Elijah, or he might be some of the prophets. So this is what people are saying. So Jesus is saying, what are you thinking about me?
And he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Peter answereth and saith unto him, thou art the Christ.
So Peter got a right answer. The Spirit of God revealed him. He is the Messiah. Christ means Messiah. When you say Messiah, Messiah came to die for mankind, and at certain times he was going to be cut off. And so, according to the Bible, Messiah came to give his life. Messiah is anointed, and he was going to give life for mankind. He says, you are the Christ. So he recognized. Then Jesus Christ is saying, following verse 30, don't tell anybody. You know it, keep it secret. Because other people, these Pharisees, and those people will not like when you say, I'm Messiah. They are already trying to kill him. So wait until our mission is fulfilled. So don't tell anybody.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.